This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City, the convention and tourist capital of the world, Las Vegas. And USA Radio takes my show and syndicates it all over these great United States from coast to coast. Great to be with you on 2 days before New Year's Eve and a brand new year, 2022. Looking forward to a new year. Hopefully get 2020 and 2021 in the rearview mirror. Although my belief is, and I've said this on the show, 2022 will be the worst and the most exciting year in the history of our lifetimes, maybe in the history of America. Maybe right up there with the Civil War, World War II, the American Revolution, you name it. I think Biden's going to attack us like nothing we've ever seen because they are so vicious and so desperate, and they know we're about to destroy him with a knockout punch in November of 2022, so they can't let that election happen. I don't know what they'll do to stop it, but they're going to do something to stop it because otherwise they'll be destroyed. And until that election happens, they're in control, and they will try and mandate us, regulate us, tax us to death. Steve Moore is with us, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics, former economic advisor to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, website committeetounleashprosperity.com. Steve Moore, friend of Wayne Allen Root. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing well, and I was just listening to what you were just saying. And, you know, every day that Biden is president, I think the American people really come to appreciate what Donald Trump did for our country even more.
They do, but he needs an intervention on the topic of vaccines. He's killing himself with the base. I mean, I just wrote the column. You know, I think he's made the greatest comeback in history. He's already made an incredible comeback in the polls. He would destroy Biden tomorrow. But then after I wrote that, days later, he made his comments about how great the vaccine is. And, Steve, I don't know. You're in Washington, D.C. You may be in the bubble, too. Out here in the real world, every conservative on earth hates the vaccine, wants nothing to do with the vaccine, believes the vaccine is killing people of heart attacks left and right, and everyone with the vaccine has COVID. So we don't want anything to do with the vaccine. And Donald Trump is not gaining one Democrat vote by saying how great the vaccine is and taking credit for it, but he's going to lose his own base if he doesn't shut up and stop taking credit for a vaccine that no one on his team wants. So it's just bad politics. Bad politics. Stop talking about an issue that your own base does not agree with you on. Just be quiet. Talk about vaccine mandates and how much you hate them and you wouldn't do them. Talk about mask mandates, how much you hate them and you wouldn't do them. Talk about lockdowns. Don't talk about the vaccine because we don't want it. I have no idea where you stand on the issue, but I'm just telling you, the base of Donald Trump doesn't want the vaccine.
Well, look, I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I think the vaccine has saved a lot of lives. We can, you know, we can agree to disagree on that. But the one thing everyone should agree on is that the mandate. No one should ever be required to take a vaccine.
No one should lose a job over the vaccine.
Exactly.
That's all I wanted to say. That's it. He's just stick to that. Yeah. That's all he's got to say.
He is the one who did Operation Warp Speed at the beginning of 2020. One, I mean, it saved many, many hundreds of thousands of lives.
Now, I don't know why you guys think that. You and I should have that debate, Steve. I don't know why you guys think that. It didn't save a damn life. Everybody's got COVID. The polio vaccine didn't give everybody polio. Smallpox vaccine doesn't give everybody smallpox. And I have tetanus vaccines, and I never got tetanus. But if you take the COVID vaccine, you will weaken your immune system and be more likely to get COVID in the future. That's not a good vaccine.
2021, someone who was vaccinated was about you know, or someone who wasn't vaccinated was about 10 times more likely to die from COVID than someone who was. So there were lives saved. I understand that we don't know the full-time implications of what this vaccine does.
Let me tell you, I know the stat you're quoting. I get it. And I know why you're making a mistake, Steve. Number one, how do you explain more people have died by far in 2021 of COVID than 2020? There was no vaccine in 2020. If it saved lives and that stat's correct, then how did so many people die this year? They're all unvaccinated, in your opinion?
It's a fair point. It's a good question.
Now, I'll tell you why. Because the definition the CDC sets of unvaccinated is anyone who's been vaccinated, and 1 month after they die, they count them as unvaccinated. Then if they're double vaccinated, they wait another 14 days and they count you as unvaccinated. And lots of people have died in that period when they call them unvaccinated, but they're really vaccinated. That's why it looks like there's so many unvaccinated people dying, when in reality they're dying after getting vaccinated and the vaccine helped them along. And there's a lot of heart attack victims who got vaccinated, and they're dropping dead of heart attacks, not COVID. So I'm just telling you, it's not a cut and dried issue. I mean, you know,
there is no question that you know, some people have adverse reactions to the vaccine, and some people probably should. I don't think children should take the vaccine.
Of course not. That's a clear cut issue.
61 years old. What's that?
No, I said, of course not. That's a clear-cut issue you and I agree on. Is COVID mandates no good, and kids don't give it to kids?
Now
no good.
Now the teachers' unions want to force kids that are 8 years old to get the vaccine, which is outrageous.
I know. Listen,
but what I'm saying is I do think anybody over the age of 50 probably should be vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, you and I will get a big debate on that, but you have every right to say if you want to be vaccinated, you're over 50, go get it. Be my guest. But boy, if you listen to my show 3 hours a day, Steve, you'd never go near the vaccine. If you were 90, you wouldn't take the vaccine. If you listen to all the doctors on my show say it's going to kill millions and millions and millions of people, it is killing millions and millions of people. They say all the people's dropping dead of heart attacks. How do you say all these young soccer stars are dropping dead on soccer fields and they all had to be vaccinated? How is that possible? Have you ever seen 20-year-olds dropping dead in the middle of sporting events before? I never have. Only since the vaccine was mandated in Europe on soccer players have they all dropped dead. There's a lot of things going on, Steve. Do you know that 111 pilots have died this year? 111 active pilots for major airlines have dropped dead this year of heart attacks.
I don't think that people should be required to get the vaccine.
Agreed. You know, okay. That's all I need to say. And that's all Trump has to say. Just get off the other issues. Kids shouldn't have it. Anyone who's had COVID has no need to have it. And no pilot should be getting it. It's ridiculous. Mandated pilot to get it. He dies in the middle of the flight. What happens to all of us in the back of the plane? Good luck. So let's talk about, listen, an issue where you and I are in such agreement is I used to tell this story in the early 2000s that Spain in the early 2000s became a country that reconfigured their whole economy to become the green energy capital of the world, and the whole country went bankrupt and everybody lost their jobs. And you say it's happening right now in Europe again. The whole Europe is in massive energy crisis because they're basing their energy on green energy. And you and I are on the same team 100% on this one. And this is going to happen to America just like it happened to Texas.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, we're not just saying it. It's a fact. It is happening.
Right.
There's
right.
an energy crisis right now in Europe. And they have, look, nobody in the American media wants to report this, but the Europeans are about 5 to 10 years ahead of us on green energy, the green energy fad. And it has been a complete, utter failure in Germany and Spain and Italy and France. And in fact, now I don't know if you've been following this, but the latest is that because the Europeans have an energy crisis, they literally are going to start having brownouts and blackouts because they don't have enough electric power, because windmills and solar panels aren't going to do it for you. And so they now want to, this is great, they want to reconfigure natural gas and nuclear power can be considered green sources of energy so that they can use those to back up, you know, the unreliable wind and solar. My point is, we should be looking at what's happening in Germany and France and Italy and Spain and say, hell no, we're not going to do that to our country. And yet Biden is completely insane. Everyone in the Biden administration is part of this climate change cult. All they care about is climate change. And they are willing to, we have energy independence under Donald Trump, and now we've returned to energy dependence under Biden. And so we're still using oil and gas. It's just that now we're getting it from Saudi Arabia and Russia and Iran, not from Texas and Oklahoma.
Makes no sense at all.
It makes no sense. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And by the way, is there anybody out there who really believes that you can power a $24 trillion industrial economy with windmills? I mean, it's really the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I mean, you'd have to pave over the whole country in windmills. How's that green? You know, you wouldn't have no wilderness left in America.
Right.
So, I mean, how could you light up all those casinos in Las Vegas with windmills?
Right, you couldn't. And Las Vegas would be history, and that's what's going to happen. By the way, with windmills, you couldn't even power all the electric cars. All the Teslas that are so great, there won't be enough electricity for any of them. Your car will go dead. This is just insane.
Yeah.
And also insane, here's a great issue. I love reading your newsletter, by the way. You know, you and I agree on every issue in the whole world. I don't get it how you, me, and Trump, we all agree on every issue in the whole world except the vaccine. I don't know why, but on the vaccine we disagree. But we'll have to disagree on that. But it's amazing that you put it out, Coal Miners Union endorses the end of coal, these idiots. And the music's coming on, so can you wait through the break? I know. Can you wait through the break, Steve? The music's coming on.
Yes, I can. Hang in there. I'm getting out of
fight. Okay, we'll come up on the other side. We'll grab you and talk about the Coal Miners Union endorsing the end of coal. They do great for their union members, don't they? I've always loved unions. Coal Miners Union, really, really stupid. Give them a dunce cap and let them sit in the corner. We'll be back with more with Steve Moore. His website, committeetounleashprosperity.com. When it comes to money and economics, I love this guy. We agree on everything. Vaccines? Maybe not. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn on War, the Wayne Allyn Show. See you in a sec. Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices by precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. My website is rootforamerica.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com. Steve Moore is with us, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics, website CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com. Hey, Steve, this story just broke. Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri says that Biden reallocated $2 million of money that should have gone towards COVID testing, but instead sent it to house illegals at the border. And that's why New Yorkers are waiting in endless lines for hours in the cold to get their test kits, because the COVID relief money was basically stolen to pay for illegals. Interesting story, eh?
Yeah, and not surprising at all. I mean,
no.
they've been reallocating all sorts of money. So remember when they passed that SAM $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill, which they said was all paid for. What they did was they reallocated money. So a bankrupt institution, the United States government, said, oh, we have unallocated money from the COVID relief, so we're going to use it for windmills and solar power and transit systems that nobody uses. And then when we get the new, round of COVID, now they have to come back to Congress, say, oh, we need more money from COVID. And we're like, wait a minute. We gave you money for COVID, and you used it for green energy. So nothing is being spent used for what it's supposed to be. And there's another point, Wayne, which is a constitutional crisis. There is a lot of talk now in Washington that Biden is simply going to ignore Congress and spend this money and put in place these programs, even though they don't have 50 votes in the Senate to pass them.
Right. It's just crazy. Everything going on is
crazy.
We
have a legislative branch. We have a legislative branch. We don't have King Biden, right? He's President Biden. He does not make the laws.
I was on OANN today talking about the exact same thing, saying that we got rid of the British king in the American Revolution. We fought and died to get rid of a king. We don't want kings, and Biden and his people think they're kings and can oppress us and kill our free speech and ban us from Twitter and sick the IRS on us. It's really crazy. Let's talk about the coal miners union in a couple minutes you have left, and I'll let you run to your plane. Coal miners union endorses the end of coal. Tell us what that story is actually about.
Well, obviously the whole idea of the Green New Deal is to destroy the coal industry. And by the way, Wayne, you know this. I mean, this country was built on coal. We have the cleanest coal in the world. China is using 10 times more coal than we are. So it's not like the world's going to stop using coal. And so they want to destroy the coal industry and the coal miners in America. And this idiot head of the coal miners union, the miners union came out in favor of the Build Back Better bill, which is like, you know, selling the rope to the hangman who's going to hang you. I mean, how stupid is that?
Incredible. Well, aren't his right? members, aren't those members go nuts and complain and fire him? I don't get it. Don't the members know? Oh, he's boarding right now. I guess we're going to lose him. Steve, you there? Oh, he's gone. He had a board. He had to run on his plane. All right. Just got to laugh at these crazy unions and the people that pay dues out of their hard-earned salary so that the union leaders can make $800,000 a year, $500,000 a year, $350,000 a year. And then they vote for or they support bills and try and get the congressman to vote for bills that will end your job as a coal miner. Crazy. Crazy. And by the way, it won't just end your job as a coal miner. It'll end our ability to heat our homes. I'm telling you, think about Texas last year. Think about California and the rolling blackouts. You can't survive. The power grid cannot survive on green energy. We need coal. Simple as that. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty, because you all need vitamin D. Have you heard the latest about the vitamin D3? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically, almost to zero, if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. And for my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make sure you use the code at checkout, WAR15, for Wayne Allyn-Root to get 15% off forever. Go sonsofliberty.com. Vitamin D3 spray instantly in your bloodstream. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty of recruiting young women for convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. She has been found guilty in 5 of 6 counts that she faced. Maxwell now faces up to 80 years in prison. Epstein committed suicide under suspicious circumstances in jail in 2019 before his own trial for sex trafficking. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says the Biden administration is sending reinforcements to hospitals in areas experiencing COVID surges across the United States.
Helping to staff hospitals, administer monoclonal antibody treatments, transport patients, add testing capacity, and get more PPE to where it is needed.
Zients saying if states need more support to deal with the virus, all they have to do is ask. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, on USA Radio Network. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. Tangible investments. It's official. Inflation at its highest level since the 80s. Goldman Sachs said today, it is not transient. It's with us for a long time, and it's going to get much worse. You have no idea. It's destroying the savings and the net assets and the salaries of every middle-class person in America. Someone asked me this on Alex Jones yesterday. I was on the Alex Jones show. And he said, I don't understand. The elitists all want this massive inflation, and it doesn't seem to bother them, but they're losing a third of their life savings, too. And I said, you don't get it. It doesn't matter. If you're middle class, you have a $500,000 home, and you have $100,000 in the bank, and maybe $100,000 more in a retirement account. If you lose a third of it, you are so effed. Your life is ruined. But if you have a house or five houses, each worth $10 million, and you have $100 million in the bank, or $100 million in American banks and $100 million offshore, do you think it matters if you lose a third of it to inflation? It's meaningless. You have $100 million. What's the matter if $100 million is really worth $100 million? Or, you know, times are tough. My $100 million is only worth $70 million now. What does it matter? You can't spend $70 million in your lifetime. You can't even spend it in five of your kids' five lifetimes. You know how much money $70 million is? So the people who have $100 million, who are all a bunch of communist scumbags that hate the rest of us and don't want any of us to ever compete with them. So they cut our legs off with massive inflation, high taxes, and lots of regulations, none of which apply to them. Because all the big companies pay no taxes. All the big companies have lawyers that the regulations make sure the regulations don't apply to them. They're laughing at us. And they're worth hundreds of millions, so inflation never does anything to them. But the inflation is massive, and gas prices and food prices and energy prices through the roof. How do you protect yourself? Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions with a B. In transactions, call 800-300-8441. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, they can guarantee you the best prices plus the best customer service ever because you're a friend of war. Wayne Allen Root, call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441. They also provide free appraisals, free verbal appraisals. Okay, we've got our guest with us, Ethan Blevins, attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, specializing in free speech. Hey, Ethan, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so here's the deal, Ethan. I feel bad for you because you specialize in free speech, which means you may be out of a job soon because there is no more free speech in America. I don't know who's going to need a lawyer for free speech when there is no free speech, right? Doesn't it seem like it's going that way?
It does sometimes feel that way, but I have a lot of reason to hope. We can discuss that too. We can also discuss the problems, but I think free speech is going to make a comeback.
All right, good. You have great faith. All right, I'll stick with you. I'll stick with a good lawyer. Chicago PD, this is the story I brought you on for. The Chicago Police Department is investigating one of its own, not because he shot someone in the back, not because he shot a black kid who didn't deserve to be shot, an unarmed black kid who didn't deserve to be shot. You know why they're investigating one of their own? Because an officer showed support for a conservative club on a high school campus, and it was her daughter's club on her personal time, on her personal Facebook page. So my question for you, Ethan, is, isn't this outrageous? You mean a policeman is not allowed to support their daughter's club? They're not allowed to have political views? They're not allowed to have opinions on anything anymore? What is going on?
Well, I think this is part of our new sort of orthodoxy, right? It's almost like a religion. You can't be a heretic. You can't step out of line even in your own personal capacity. And I think what's especially disturbing about this is she wasn't speaking in her capacity as a police officer. This is obviously on her, as you say, her own personal space, her own personal time. And she's a politician in her own right. She's a Republican committeeman in the city of Chicago, and she has duties to her constituents. And there's a question here whether the police department's going to allow her to fulfill those duties and, of course, to speak on her own behalf and her own daughter's behalf as well.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, how is it possible when you have a job? You know, it's not like she's not like the CEO of General Electric, right, or General Motors or something, some high-profile, million-dollar position. They want you to shut up. It'll hurt sales. As a policeman, aren't you allowed to have opinions on anything and everything?
Of course, and you know, the First Amendment law is actually pretty robust on this question of dividing the space between your personal private communication as a citizen and your role as a government employee. And it's very clear that even on the job, you have certain First Amendment rights to speak on matters of public concern. But of course, we're not even there. She's off the job. She's speaking in her own personal capacity. And now she's being investigated. We don't know where that will go, but an investigation by itself, I think, has a chilling effect on speech because nobody wants to face investigation. The reputational harm that comes from that, obviously, it's come into the public eye. And so there's a cost that that she's paid already just for speaking out. I think that people continue to speak out despite that. They continue to survive despite that. But it has an impact. We know that a huge number of Americans are afraid to express their political opinions. That's clear from survey data. And this only increases that problem.
Yeah, you know, in my case, I was banned for life by Twitter. And one of the reasons, by the way, I questioned the election, but the other reason was that they claimed misleading medical information about lockdowns. I call them the worst thing in the history of mankind. They've never stopped a single germ, but they've bankrupted a lot of businesses, and they've caused millions of people to lose their jobs. It makes no sense. They label that as misleading medical information. And now today, Fauci said almost the exact same thing as me, word for word. We're not going to go with any more lockdowns because lockdowns don't work, and they destroy economies, and they make everybody depressed and commit suicide. So it's kind of interesting. I wonder where you stand on whether I'd have a lawsuit against the Twitter for banning me for life. They banned Robert Malone today, Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, for making negative statements about vaccines. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I know they're a private business, but yet, you know, can they really ban my free speech at a place where they allow all kinds of radicals and terrorists and murderers to speak all they want?
As matters stand now, yes, they can do that. And, of course, there's a big national debate about whether that should be the case or not.
Whether it should be changed,
but,
right?
Right. And hopefully, I mean, I think that the social media marketplace is trying to respond to that by providing other kinds of venues like Parler and so forth. I don't know how successful those will end up being. But I do have hope that Twitter and Facebook and similar entities are going to become a little bit more accountable. I don't know if that has to happen through a legal venue or not. I hope not, because I'd rather us allow for the kind of open forum that provides. But as you say, it's not as open forum sometimes as it could be.
And are you a lawyer that represents people in matters like this? In other words, are you representing this Chicago PD officer, or you're just commenting on the case?
Just commenting, I mean, we do represent people who face these kinds of circumstances sometimes, often in the university context, where I think there's even a stronger liberal intelligentsia that tends to shut down university professor speech. So we are often involved in that space. Obviously, college students face a similar problem. And high school students, as the case here, I mean, the daughter is not being investigated, but her mother is. And I'm sure she's faced criticism in school for supporting conservative organization. It's this notion of safetyism, this sort of cult of safety, that the idea that being exposed to other ideas threatens your emotional well-being and therefore should be shut down. I think the opposite is true. The way we become emotionally and mentally healthy, especially as young adults, is to be exposed to ideas that might challenge us. And unfortunately, that's not the culture we're in right now.
Yeah, so what's the answer, though? I mean, do you have any answers? I don't know. I mean, I talk about this 3 hours a day on the radio, but you're an attorney, and you believe in the same things I do, free speech. By the way, you and I both believe in free speech for all the commies on the left, too. I never said someone shouldn't be allowed to speak if they speak about things that are exact opposite of me. You love taxes. You love regulations. You love open borders. I disagree with you. I think you're a terrible person for the things you believe in, but I'll let you speak. No one has a right to tell me I can't speak as a conservative patriot. What's the answer to all this, other than lawsuits?
Well, I think that there is a cultural shift that's beginning to happen. At least I've started to see it in in universities that have, in the recent years, been very anti-free speech. I think there's a recognition that's coming that students need to be exposed to diversity of ideas. So I think some of this is ultimately self-correcting, but it takes time. There has to be some patience. But I think the key is that people like you and I have to not be daunted. We have to stand up, be willing to be called a racist or whatever as that inevitably is going to happen, and we survive it. You know, it doesn't kill us, and I think the public will continue to do that.
All right, Ethan Blevins, attorney at Pacific Legal Foundation, who specializes in free speech. We appreciate all that you do. It's good to have a few lawyers, at least, that are on our side. It's probably 90% on the bad guy's side, but 10% on the good guy's side. You're with the Angels. Ethan Blevins, thank you. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, God, I wish we had more lawyers like that. We need more. We're outgunned. We're outmanned. But you know what? Lots of people have been outgunned and outmanned and won wars and won battles, and we can do it. But it's we're the underdog. There's no question about it. You know, they've got the lawyers. They've got the courts. They've got the judges. They've got the media. They've got the social media. They've got the entire education system, every public school teacher almost, and every just about every professor at every college, every dean at every college. Liberals have the lock on so much, and yet we still win a lot of elections. So there's hope. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diet. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, and they've extended this special through this week. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up now, and you'll get the WAR 40% discount, and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 40% off for you. Your spouse is free. 888-444-8895. energizedhealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Does your business spend $500?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Boy, that whole Biden family, they're all the same, huh? Cuff Biden Owens, what a name, Cuff, and Meghan King split due to discomfort with the very public lifestyle. This is the nephew of Joe Biden who got married 2 months ago to a blonde reality TV star, and they called their marriage quit after 2 months. This is in the Daily Mail today. Former Real Housewives of Orange County cast member left fans stunned on Monday after confirming her separation from Joe Biden's nephew 2 months after they tied the knot in front of the president and the first lady. I mean, this family is so screwed up. This is the most dysfunctional family since Jimmy Carter. And it's perfect because Jimmy Carter, of course, is the last president that people just thought was just horrendous. And now Joe Biden has even, you know, surpassed him. Kind of crazy. I see an article here, the 10 Republicans most likely to run for president in the Hill. I want to see who their choices are. So Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, okay, the only two that matter. Mike Pence, right. You kidding me? Mike Pence? Mike Pence? Do you understand there isn't a Trump fan in the world that would ever pull a lever for Mike Pence? Screw Mike Pence. Chris Christie, what a joke. He's at 1% in the polls. Nikki Haley was at 3% last I looked in the polls. Ted Cruz was like at 3%. Mike Pompeo was at 0. Kristi Noem, I think we all like a lot, except I don't think anyone thinks of her as president. She could be a vice president if she'd make a good team with Ron DeSantis if Trump doesn't run. That would make a good team right there. Tom Cotton, I saw him at 0% in the polls, too. And then Larry Hogan. Oh, yeah, the Hill must owe Larry Hogan something because that's a joke. Larry Hogan is the governor of Maryland, and he is a joke, a Trump hater, and a liberal Republican who would make all of us vomit. And then they left off. Who was the name I was just thinking of? Oh, they left off Tim Scott, the black United States senator from South Carolina, who's a wonderful Republican conservative, who I think would be a fabulous president or a fabulous vice president for Donald Trump, not even on the list. Interesting. You know, they just, all of these people are all, just like Stephen Moore just now is my guest. They're like establishment Republicans. I like them. They're on my team. But they live in a Washington, D.C. bubble. They know nothing about the vaccine and the problems of the vaccine. And they think these are typical candidates Mike Pence is not getting the nomination. Chris Christie's not getting the nomination. Nikki Haley, that's an interesting name. She's a rhino, too, but she could get the nomination. She's a beautiful woman and relatively young. So she's one who could get the nomination. Ted Cruz is my kind of guy. Mike Pompeo, I don't see him ever getting anything. Christy Noem, Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton's a nobody who nobody, you know, nobody knows who Tom Cotton is outside of, you know, real religious nerds, political nerds like me who spent all day long looking at politics and 3 hours a day talking about it. I know Tom Cotton's a U.S. Senator from Arkansas, but he's not going to win the nomination. And Larry Hogan's an absolute joke. So there's that. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show before I forget. Don't want to do that. They pay the bills. They sign the front of the checks. So you don't have to. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. You hear what I said? On all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. It's secure from cyber criminals. It's secure from your own ISP, internet service provider. It's secure from your own government, all of which really hate you. use your private information without your knowledge. Sell it without your knowledge. Track you on the internet. The government does. Who knows what they're doing with that? Track where you're going. But none of this happens with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA for business, personal, or family. Three different plans to meet your needs. Starting at only $6.95 a month, use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. So that's my last live read for 2021, and we have one more hour of the show coming up, but I just want to make sure I say again, a lot of people only listen to 1 hour, right? They only listen to 1 hour. So I want to make sure that you know I wish all of you a very, very happy new year. I think it's going to be a rough new year. I think I don't mean the new year as in New Year's Day, but I mean the new year, 2022. I think Biden's going to attack us and Democrats are going to attack us like they've never attacked us before. So if you thought 21 was bad, if you thought 20 with the election was bad, and then, you know, it was topped in 21 with Biden as president in charge, you can't even imagine how bad 2022 might be if my prediction is right. And I know it's right. And so, you know, I pray that all of us have the strength in the new year, that we have the strength to fight these evil people off, these demons. I mean, that's literally what they are. And by the way, this is a good opportunity. The last minute of this, segment, one of my fans, Martin, says you should say a prayer to end every single show. Well, I don't know if we're going to start every show or end every show, but somewhere in the show, I like this prayer. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Thank you, Martin, for that advice. It's good to say that prayer during every show, whether I start it, end it, or sometime in the middle, because this is the prayer about preparing for war. And I want St. Michael on my side and on your side, on our side. Because let me tell you, next year is war. I'm Wayne L. Root. I am war. Just my initials. But I am a warrior. I am on the war path. Hour number three coming up. Happy New Year, everyone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. 3.